Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad. Let the drama kick, let the drama kick, dad.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll Up, Saint Energy Sundays. Your boy Silk.
Your boy Kev.
Your boy Newberg.
Your boy.
We're out here, fellas.
2L Bird. How's it going, Bird? How you feeling about them 2Ls, dog?
Well rested, since the one was on Friday and then one was on Saturday, so had plenty of time to
not too much heartbreak in one day.
Yeah, you gotta save it for the spread it out over the whole weekend.
That's what I said.
I've just been reviewing resumes today. What do you guys got going on?
You hiring coaches too?
Yeah, it's going to be a busy November, December for me.
Who you firing? Jimbo?
Charlie's going to leave, so he's got to hire a coach at USO.
Charlie's leaving. Where's he going?
I don't know. He's throwing his hat out there, bro.
He's going to Florida? Y'all getting Charlie Strong for the culture?
No, he's trying to get the Tennessee job. I guess he likes being called nigger, bro.
Easy.
I'm just saying, bro. He left Texas. Yeah, does it? Huh? So, how you feeling, Kev? Y'all still on the team, man. Y'all squeaking on by, bro.
Squeaking on by. What? Say what?
The squeaky wheel.
Stutter, bro.
Oh, y'all. Hey, I'm feeling good, dog. Hey, I know a lot of teams that took close L's or close W's yesterday.
I remember I used
a lot
to
of teams out
year.
There.
I used There's to
a lot of teams
too.
Out there wanted that. Oh, we've already been to the page y'all through, though. We've already done our 42-0. We've already done our losing to Boston College type teams. Like, we're past those stages, bro.
Nah, I said that, though. We was getting them 10 wins. I said, man, we won ugly, but we won. I remember those days. It's fun. Yeah. I'm not going to lie. Enjoy it, bro.
Yeah, we've already been through what y'all going through. Like, we already.
Where'd you watch the game, Kev?
At home.
And what was your drink of choice?
What did I drink yesterday?
Powder cocktail?
Oh, some Paul Mason. Paul Massoon? Mason?
You drink Parmesan?
Yeah, somebody black, brought it.
Bro.
Yeah,
black,
but
hey, how many Crowder cocktails do you think were consumed this weekend by Big Three Roll fans?
No, I'm thinking the fucking Florida State.
Nobody went to jail.
Taste
so.
Them shits, bro.
Nobody went to jail,
watch,
so.
How do you watch your team on a Friday night? Like, you're supposed to be at a high school game, but you had to, like, bypass the Dwyer shit to go over there and watch this. And then just watch them just lay down like that. Like, that team don't – they're not that bad.
They
the
quit.
Coaches lost the locker room, bro. They quit on them.
Bird, what do you think?
Take some callers.
Bird, what do you think? You think they quit, Bird?
Are you just think they're this bad? Are you that bad? Is 247 that bad at evaluating talent, or do they just quit?
247?
There's way too many 4- and 5-star kids on that team.
Y'all said that team was got a lot of talent, according to y'all.
Y'all
bro, so.
Wait, but it's
you
not like
there,
the, Jimbo Fisher said that. Chris Fowler had
you
work
for
State
both. You
work
for Jimbo, and you work for 247.
So what
Who's
about
Chris
ESPN?
Fowler? Yeah, they suck too. That's why everybody got fired from there
in the national championship game as well, or the playoffs.
Okay, so he was wrong. So just because he was wrong, don't mean you weren't wrong.
No, I don't think the players got any worse. I don't think they were recruiting bad players. It's obviously a disconnect between the coaching staff and the players.
They quit, right?
Jimbo just watched, bro. Let's get some callers on here, TJ.
Yeah, let's get somebody else to lie.
Yeah, shit. I got coaches to hire, bro. I ain't got time for y'all shit.
I'm thumbing through these resumes right now. I got it. Yo, Nick, it's the Big Three Roll-Up. Fuck you.
Yeah, you missed your chance, bro. You're never getting on this again.
Nick, I got you off the terrorist watch list, dog. Got you on the call, and this is what you do. This is how you return the favor to your aunt, bro.
Yo, it's the Big Three Roll-Up. It's Same Energy Sunday. You got time?
Hell yeah, I do, bro. I'm on the road back to the Ville from the Ville. It's just depressing.
Who's this we're speaking with right now? Gator fan?
Yeah, the Gator fan. My name's Vari. Ever heard of me? Newberg, I dropped like 130 on your head in fantasy yesterday.
You did.
You did.
So that's all three L's that I took this week.
So when
walking
we
fucking bucket.
When we
have thanks to, for reminding me so, that I took a third.
When we talk about same energy Sundays, like same energy is what? Because if Vari needs to bring that same energy from the summer, or can he bring it from like yesterday? What's the what energy you gotta bring?
Vari,
we hiring
Vari
coaches, bro.
All summer.
That's what we're doing. We hiring coaches. Don't pay them no attention, Vari. We got a job to do, bro. All
right, Vari.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Hey, I'd be a liar, though, if I said I had the same energy. I got completely different energy than I did 24 hours ago. It's a new how day, brothers.
How you felt 24 hours ago? And how you feel now?
Well, I shattered my phone about 24 hours ago exactly to this point, so that should give you a good outlook on how I was feeling about our chances versus UGA.
You were just but drunk now, about that shit, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah, and I was drunk as shit, and I just punted that bitch.
You were, upset,
bro.
Because
I got
Florida
no
lost
service
to
in
Georgia?
Downtown Jacksonville.
You had expectations that they were going to win that game?
No, fuck no. I
was so upset.
I thought we'd give them a game, though, in the first half, and that shit was over from the start. That shit was embarrassing. But, I mean, hey, listen.
Well,
when
about
did you
to get
walk out?
Kelly, bro.
What time did you leave the game?
Yo, that's the earliest I've ever left a Gator game in my life. It was like 5 minutes left in the third. I think it was after
Kelly
Vojo.
Also.
I think it was after fucking Vojo whiffed like a motherfucker on that handoff.
I don't remember no plays, bro. I'm going to be honest with you, dog. After the first drive, Georgia went down to score. I just started smoking weed and hanging out with my friends in the house. The game
was
on, but I wasn't watching that shit, bro. Yeah, it was obvious,
just
bro.
Hanging out with my friends in the house. No, when Miami got beat by Clemson like that, I left in the first, like, quarter, I think.
All right, so can we talk coaching changes? Who are we going with? Because I got my number one pick for the Florida job ready to go, but I want to see what
Kelly,
you guys
think. Again, Chip Kelly, bro.
I mean,
that's not happening.
There's like, I was looking, trying to get my list together, call my people earlier today. But there's two different lists. There's, like, who we actually have a shot to get and who I want us to get. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Similar to last year. I mean, the last time the Gators went to go make a coaching hire. I didn't see any lists with Jim McElwain on it the day that Muschamp got fired.
Yeah, no, he became a realistic option, and everybody
so
had
who
to
we,
buy in.
Who are we going
to
settle on? Who are we going to settle on this time around?
Mac was definitely on list.
Who we settling?
I mean, like, there's
Bird
a lot
hate,
of noise
bro.
Out there that it's going to be. If we're settling, there's a lot of noise out there that it'll be Norville. I don't think he's horrible. But, like, he's not moving the needle for me. You know
it's not Norville, bro. I'm telling you what I know. It's not
Yeah, Norville. Yeah. Hey, listen, I know who the boosters want. They want that boy Frost, and I do too. I mean, like,
yeah.
I just think the guys, bro, nobody, I mean, you want to talk about a complete rebuild? What that did, what he did at UCF.
He
man,
thrived.
Like, that's
can I tell you who the next head coach at Florida is going to be?
You don't know, bro.
Yeah, go right ahead, Bird.
The next head coach at Florida is going to be Dan Mullen.
Nope.
Yeah, see, I wouldn't hate it, but
That's
the easy pick because Strickland is from Mississippi State.
I'm not here to argue with you guys. I'm just telling you who the next head coach at
Florida
is. You
want to bet, Bird? Live on the pod. You want to bet?
What am I going to bet?
Are you sure about Dan Mullen to be the guy? He's not the guy, bro.
I'm not here to debate it. All right, Mari, thanks for calling in, man. We appreciate you. I got to keep this thing moving. All
right, boys.
See ya.
I mean, I would take the field versus anybody. I'd take the field versus anybody. So.
No, we go at my guy and his guy. It's not going to be Dan Mullen. Dan Mullen makes sense because Strickland's from Mississippi State, and Dan Mullen was at UF before, but it's not Dan Mullen.
Kev, who you think it's going to be?
I have no idea. I'm not going to draw any guesses.
I know why he thinks it's Dan Mullen, but it's not.
It's same energy Sunday. You got time?
You don't sound like you got fucking time.
Hey, Kev, back. Kev.
Sir.
Kev, don't make me start don't make me start this show over. All right, caller, what's up?
All right, what's up going on, guys? It's Nick. Smile. Look, I don't even remember what time this is going on.
Nick, you've called in before with all kinds of energy. We're going to need you to restart.
Yeah, it seems – the precedent would be that McElwain should be fired later today. That's pretty much
fired now, bro.
Known. That's so pretty much been known for the latter part of the week for as far as that goes. But as far as the head goes, the most thing I'm excited about is like going into each offseason, like we kind of knew that the offense was going to suck, but we still lie about it all offseason.
Yeah.
But now we got a whole new head coach. So no one can tell a lie from the truth now.
Yeah, the lies are going to be everywhere, bro.
Hey, Nick, hold on. It's TJ. Hey, I just want to say something. We had you on a band forever, and then you didn't pick up your phone the first time we called, and then you just answered, and Girona just scored. So now your team's not even winning anymore. So I feel better. All right, go ahead with whatever you're saying, bro.
But, yeah.
TJ's taking wins any way he can. Sorry about that, Nick.
TJ's
not having a good weekend.
So as far as the last goes, they're going to be out of control this summer. But honestly, realistically, right. candidates, Norville, obviously a good option. I don't think I'd enjoy Mullen coming back to Florida.
He's done
all right at Mississippi State. But I don't think he'd have great success here. Obviously, I've been pretty much vocal over Twitter about having Campbell come in, but his buyout's pretty high, so that's honestly probably.
I don't think it's Campbell either.
If he doesn't come in,
Yeah, the obvious board is going. Of course, everybody's going to put Dan Mullen on it. Dan Mullen, Frost.
Yeah. Another name that's been tossed around is Brom, but he got destroyed by Rutgers the other day. Yeah, so losing to Rutgers is not obviously a major red flag.
If he would have won, he would have got a call. He's not getting a call, bro.
Yeah, he's too soon.
I haven't seen NC State's head coach Dave Doran.
You better hope you don't see
around
that.
At all. But
what about Fedora?
Yeah.
No,
Fedora. I don't know. He's struggling at UNC this year, but they've had a lot of injuries. Kind of a hot and cold.
He's been up and down the whole time there, and he should have left. He should have struck while the iron was hot, like 3-4 years ago.
I think it comes down to like Frost, Norvell.
Well, Nebraska won yesterday, I believe, so that kind of helps out with the whole Frost thing.
You think Frost knows his career is done if he goes to Nebraska? What bigger job, dog? So I'm not worried about Nebraska at all.
So do we have Scott Frost as the front runner right now for UF fans? Is he kind of the consensus?
I think Scott Frost is the guy. Or Fuente, but Fuente is not an option.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you'd want a guy like Fuente. Obviously, he had success at Memphis and have a great success at Virginia Tech, but I don't think that's a realistic option. I mean, Gary Patterson's talked about leaving TCU, but again, I don't think that's a realistic option either.
He's a DC. We won't hire him.
So, I mean, if I had a pick, I'd obviously go Campbell or Frost, but I think consensus with fans overall is Frost, especially having, like, now being at UCF with having recruiting connections there for the whole year and whatnot.
Yeah, Frost or anything that's attached to that old Oregon offense is pretty much what the Boosters want. I can say that shit. So
yeah, maybe
Frost,
we can get a
Chip
coach
Kelly, anything Oregon in Gainesville.
All right, Nick, man, we appreciate it. It sounds like you're going through it. I understand your struggles.
Yeah.
Don't you worry. You'll be all right.
For the shit show bowl for the last week of the season. That should be the most exciting.
Yeah. Hey, how about UF beats FSU by 25 and McElwain saves his job? How about that?
Mac's going to be going on to this weekend, bro.
I'd rather lose by 50.
All right, man. You guys have a good afternoon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah, I don't know about Scott Frost. I'm just not feeling that. I don't think that's going to be the hire. He might be a year away from a UF job.
Just let you know what they want, bro. That's all I can tell
you. Oh, I know. I can see why. I don't think it's a bad idea. Yo, we got a caller on the line.
Yeah, what's going on?
It's Sam Energy Sunday.
What's up, Phil?
I'm vibing, baby.
How you feeling?
I'm glad you answered the phone, dog. Like, shit, we almost thought you weren't going to come.
I seen it.
Felt like a game.
Nah, man, I'm in here talking about Mac, punk ass.
Vibing, dog. What you got going on? What you got going on with Mac?
Man, Mac, he got to go, man. It's about that time.
He gone, dog.
Yeah, it's about that time, man.
What else you want from Unc, bro? I got you, dog. Holla at me. What you need?
Man, he got to go, man. He ain't got no offense still, man. He just got to go. Plain and simple, he got to go, bro.
He's out of here, bro.
Well, he still hasn't tried to start his dog yet, though. So there's still one more opportunity for him to really be able to turn this thing around.
Nah, he's over with, man. He got to go.
He's out of there, bro. He's out of there,
y'all,
bro.
Keep giving y'all, like, the fans, like, oh, give him chances, bro. It's 3 years. How many more chances?
So who you hiring, bro?
I think you guys should just promote Nussmeier.
Hell no.
Why?
Fuck
For what? You see what he did? For what? He can't score more than 20 points this damn show.
Yeah, but once Mac's gone, the chains will be off, and he'll be able to do his thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm good with him. Look at his stat sheet from the previous teams he's been at. He barely scored over 30
points. Just talking shit, bro. So hey, who you hiring, bro?
Was it Alabama? What'd they do with Alabama?
They won a national championship.
That's Alabama, bro. You can't say that, man. You can't say that because Bama was too different.
That's what y'all said when y'all hired Mac.
He deserves a shot. Hire Nuss. Hire Nuss.
Hey, listen, bro. Everybody says what another coach did at a previous job, bro. Unless you like talking
exactly.
football with
y'all
Kev.
Can't compare Alabama to everybody, man.
Unless you're talking football with Kev, then you just got to talk like nonsense.
What do you mean?
Well, if anything, I'll take Dan Mullen right now.
That'd be a good hire.
Dan Mullen do more with less. Yeah,
Dan Mullen's definitely not a bad hire, but I don't think it's Dan Mullen.
It's gonna be Dan Mullen.
It's not.
Is it Dan Mullen?
Everybody's confident till you bring up money, bro.
Okay.
Yeah. We got the money, but we still paying Muschamp though.
We got big bread over here, bro, in Gainesville, dog. It's big bread out here, dog. Average school don't fire a coach in 3 years, dog.
Yeah.
Everybody give them that fourth year.
Muschamp got that fourth year
right there.
Exactly, because that's what programs do. But we got his ass up out of here. Still paying Muschamp.
But for real, so I got a question for you. Who do you think was a better coach, Mac or Muschamp?
I think Muschamp was a better coach.
I said the same thing, bro. That's crazy.
Like, Muschamp got fired. He got a $1 million coordinator job. Then he got an SEC East job the next year. Mac ain't coaching the SEC anymore. Not the head coach.
Tennessee's interested in him right now, Kev. Like, what are you talking about?
Damn.
Like, you just be making up shit. Mac's going to get a head coaching job this year. But I think Muschamp was a better coach.
If he do get a head coaching job, bro.
He's gonna get a head coaching job, bro.
It's not gonna be at a big school.
Okay, he's gonna get a job, bro. Oregon State, somebody's gonna hire this man, bro. Watch.
Yeah.
Watch what I tell you. He's gonna get a head coaching job now. He's not gonna be an assistant nowhere.
Yeah, but I take Dan Mullen or I take Mike Norvell.
Yeah. I mean, I'll take, I like the whole board, bro. I'm not going to be honest. All them guys is putting up points and doing big shit.
I really don't trust the Mike Campbell dude. I'm good on him.
I don't think he's on no board, though. I really don't. I think he's a good coach. He's going to be a good coach one day, but I don't think they're considering him. He don't have no Southeast ties or anything. Name's not big enough. They're not going to go for him, bro. He has no recruiting ties down here.
And I see Chip Kelly name keep popping up. We'll see with that. Chip Kelly, but Chip Kelly just an idiot, man.
From what I've heard, they just want something. They want something that look like Oregon offense, bro. That's what they want.
Yeah, that's what we need. That worked for us. That pro style shit, that shit dead, man. Leave that shit to Florida State.
That shit dead, man. College football pro style is dead. That shit, you're not winning no championship with that shit. Nick Saban knows that, so.
Yeah, exactly my point. Mac trying to be old Alabama. You see, the head man don't even want that shit no more. So you got to switch it up.
All right, man. Appreciate your call.
We gotta get coaches. We gotta get more coaching hires on here, dog. Trying to see who everybody trying to hire, y'all.
Everybody's in AD today.
Yep. That's how we rolling, baby. God damn, bro. Same as this Sunday, Uncle Silk. You missed the call just like you probably missed the game yesterday, bro. Fuck out of here. Yo, big three roll up, Uncle Silk, same as Sunday. Holla at your boy. What's going on, baby?
Yo, what's good? Same energy Sunday. It's your boy Jodak.
Jodak, man, appreciate that graphic you made of the Crowder cocktail. Really brought it to life.
That shit's amazing, bro.
We gotta get you on payroll, bro.
Yeah, man.
We're paying RTs.
I actually tried that shit this weekend. That shit. I try anything once, I won't try that shit twice.
You tried it?
Yeah, I tried it. Yeah. I put that shit on the timeline. I tried that shit.
Hey, who'd you
fight? I tried with a Michelob Ultra, though. I didn't try the Heineken. I wish I tried the Heineken, but...
Who'd you fight at the end of the night?
I don't think that would have made a difference, though. I don't think it's the beer that makes the fucking difference.
Nah, I'm not a tequila person, man. Tequila make me want to throw up, bro. I should have known better.
I love tequila. It's amazing stuff.
I can't do that shit.
So who'd you beat up last night?
Oh, I ain't beat nobody up, man. I was good.
Did you beat your old lady up? Y'all argued some shit? What happened?
I was live, though. I was live. I said I didn't remember that fucking game. That's for sure. So fuck that.
I should have drank that shit too.
Yeah, I was out there at a block party, so I was good, man. I was vibing.
That's what's up, man. So who you hiring, bro?
Honestly, for me, man, I see a lot of names getting thrown out. You know, Scott Frost being thrown out. So we can just say that's not going to happen. Everybody talking about not going to happen. I do like Chip Kelly, but I just don't see him coaching.
That's not happening.
In the SEC, I don't see that happening. But he can coach anywhere. He can coach anywhere in college. For me, I like Oklahoma State's OC.
You're not hiring OC, bro.
Bro, but he good, man. Oklahoma State's offensive coordinator makes the most sense for me as a Florida fan. That's who I would like to see.
They can't bring. They can't sell that to the fan base, bro. So that won't happen. They can't sell that.
They didn't think he could sell Mac to the fan base. He came out of nowhere too, though.
Well, I don't think Foley was trying to make. Foley had made his mark. I'm gonna tell you I think Strickland's gonna go out to a big name or try to make the biggest hire he can, because Foley had made his name already. Like, Foley didn't have to make a big. He's on his way out. He didn't have to make a big splash. Strickland's trying to put his print, his handprints on the Gator program. I think he's gonna try to go out to something big, bro. We gonna see.
We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
But it won't be no offensive coordinator.
I don't know. We'll see what happens. If it's a big splash, it's got to be Chip Kelly. That's a big splash. That is
we'll see, bro.
It's
got to be Chip Kelly. All right, man. Appreciate your phone call. Appreciate the Crowder cocktail graphic. That was awesome.
No problem, man. Y'all be easy, man.
Enjoy Bird don't want to be Chip Kelly. Then he really got the worst coach in the state.
Yo, it's Same Energy Sunday. Talk that shit.
Yo, what's good? Hey, man. Hey, I was at the game yesterday. Miami, Carolina.
Oh, hey, there you go. Congratulations. Congratulations.
How you made it way up there and don't go to the Miami game, bro?
Bro, I go to a Miami game every year. I live in
North Carolina. This is a record-setting phone call. This is the first Canes fan that's ever called into the show that's actually been to a game.
Shit. That's not true. Bird don't go to games, dog.
Kev, how many games have you been to this season?
Hey, man, I've seen them.
I'm a season ticket holder. I asked you how many games you've been to, Kev.
Uh-oh. I'm a season ticket holder.
Kev, how many games you've been to?
I'm a season ticket holder,
bro. I didn't ask how many tickets you have in your hand. I asked you how many.
It doesn't matter what you ask. I'm telling you what I am.
You're just another E-fan, bro. You're welcome to the podcast. You fit right in.
I'm a fucking season ticket holder.
How many games you been to?
Hey, I pay for a seat every fucking week.
All right, Paul, what's up? How you feeling? I'm only talking to people that go to a home game every year.
I try not to watch Bethune-Cookman or Florida A&M. I try to keep it to a game in which I know we have a good probability of winning. So I went and seen Toledo this year. It gave me a little shake-up during the first half, but it's been like most Canes games this year. Was at the Chapel Hill game yesterday. And honestly, man, this team really reminds me, in a more resilient and more polished fashion, it reminds me of the 2014 team, to where we were just scrapping by. We were winning games that we probably – I mean, I think we should have won every game we played so far, but it's just like – it just kind of gives me a little pit in my stomach to where I feel like, yo, like, what the hell is going on? Like, we're scrapping by. What are we going to do when we start playing, like, you know, VT and Notre Dame? I mean, I feel like everybody feels like that right now.
Well, that's what they said against – that's what they've been saying, too, against Syracuse after they beat Clemson. Well, how are they going to do that? Florida State, you know, we had no chance to go into dope. It seems Miami plays down to the competition. So, I mean, they got to play better this week for sure against Virginia Tech. What do you think about this week?
Virginia Tech? So how do you see this playing out?
All right, so, this week, my brother – I grew up in a Big East household. My dad is a West Virginia fan, die hard as fuck. My brother is a Virginia Tech fan, die hard as fuck, was at the Duke game last night. And this game has – me and my brother, we either don't talk to each other for 2 weeks after every time Virginia Tech and Miami play. This game, man, we haven't been doing as well as I thought we could do against running quarterbacks. And Jackson from Virginia Tech, if we can contain that dude, I don't know who I would set to spy on. I'm guessing Shaq. If we could contain that dude, limit what's the kid that keeps getting all the touches for Virginia Tech, the receiver, had like 4 receiving touchdowns in a game earlier this year. If we put Malik on him, I feel like we can do a good job, man. And if we can actually bring a home field type of advantage, you know, to the game,
it's just gonna be loud.
Yeah, there's only certain teams that can come down there in Miami and play in the humidity and play up to par. I mean,
yeah, Virginia Tech ain't one of them, bro.
Yeah, but the offense is just stagnant to me, man. I just don't know. I mean, I just don't know, man. I know I watched a lot of the game yesterday in Carolina. I mean, they knew the bubble screens were coming. I mean, they had that shit read perfectly. Like, I think we only tried it two or three times, and the two or three times we did it, it was either no gain or for a loss. And also, I don't know how Malik's shoulder injury played into things. I mean, hell, I seen Sheriffs walk out there, and I was like, what the hell is he doing? And then I seen Malik shoot back out from the tent all the way to the sideline and was like, yo, what's up? Like, I'm ready. Like, so I don't know, man. I if you were to give me a prediction, I'm going to say it's going to be really tight. I'm going to say probably 27-24 we might pull it out.
This ain't the energy you're supposed to have when you're 7-0, bro.
It's not, man, but hey, it isn't. We're 7-0, dude.
But it's not like I think you're talking about the 2013 season where we went into Doak 7-0, and then they beat us pretty bad, and then we ended up losing like a bunch of games after that at Virginia, Pittsburgh. That shit ain't happening, bro. This ain't the same team. It's not the same staff. You notice after the Florida State game this year, Florida State went on that slide.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying
like they're broken. They're broken like we
used to. Florida State was already on that slide. Miami doesn't get credit for that.
They're broken like we used to be, bro. We ain't that no more, bro. We're gonna win this shit.
Well, no, we never had a season like that. So I mean, we never have had a season like Florida State's having right now. Even with
y'all haven't had a season where you won the Coastal, let alone made the playoffs or won a national championship.
No,
that's true, but it's this year.
Yeah,
y'all got the Coastal this year, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we just got to get Clemson then, man.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you going to the games. We're setting a new standard here on Same Energy Sunday. Kev's on mute until he shows up to a football game.
We're going to watch the fucking game.
We're only talking to people that showed up to games. Here on up.
This is going to be fun.
Yo, Same Energy Sundays, bro. Who you like? Bring that same energy.
Not much energy anymore, I can say that.
Why, who you like?
USF Bulls?
You a Bulls fan?
Nah, Seminole.
Seminole. Oh. Hey, man, was it you that Jimbo tried to fight last week, or was it somebody else?
It definitely wasn't me.
You think it was TJ?
Had to be.
Yeah, had to be. So who you firing this morning? What's going on with you?
You see, I'm not sensitive. I ain't gonna say that. I'm not sensitive when it comes to that. But it's just I'm kind of funny about that stuff, you know.
You don't like firing people when they still have jobs?
Is this Jimbo?
Well, I mean, I think something needs to be done with Trickett because this is like the fourth year in a row that the quarterback's been running for his life. So, but
that's it. But you're going to fix all the problems right there?
I mean, I get
Dossie out of there. Who else?
I think Jimbo. Making a change. Yeah, I think Dossie too, maybe. I mean.
You don't think Jimbo's at practice too? He's at practice. I don't know if you know that or not. He's there. He sees that shit was happening in practice. And he thought that was the best team you ever had. So
who would you keep?
Yeah. Maybe he's delusional too.
I go with who would you keep on Florida State?
I think there's two coaches that are probably locked in to return tomorrow, but I want to see what the caller has to say.
I would say Haggins. Would you keep Haggins? Lawing?
No. I think the only two coaches that are
y'all
I think
like Brad Lawing?
No. Oh. I think the only two coaches that are
I think
the only two coaches that are
it's weird.
Safe, Odell Hagan, complete certainty, and then followed up by Jay Graham.
Well,
everybody else can be replaced. Or
you don't think Brew? Brew's gonna stay?
No, I don't.
Brew's the bag
bro.
Man.
Yeah,
no, I don't. I think Brewster. I think Brewster's time at Florida State's done after this season.
Oh shit!
Oh yeah, he's a higher.
He's gonna get a head coach's job.
No, he's been at Florida State since 2013. He has no connection to Florida State. He's a hired gun for recruiting. I think his time at Florida State.
He's like a recruiting swag man is what he is pretty much.
Brewster's been looking for a new job every year that he's been at Florida State. It's just difficult for him to find a new job because he's already the highest paid tight end coach in America. So it's like where are you going to go to better yourself? But at this point, I think somebody might hire him away. Or he just might leave. But I can't say that I think Brewster's locked in to return by any means.
Bruce will be back, bro. What the fuck Bird think this shit
he
is,
might
dog.
Be, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't be
That's
surprised.
The only recruiter you got, motherfucker. You going to let him go? He'll
okay,
be back, bro.
Okay, so let me
the
ask you this.
The logo recruits
then.
Itself.
Let me ask you this. If you were to fire...
I'm saying, Brewster goes to USF. Brewster's not recruiting the same kids that he's recruiting at FSU. You can't tell me that it's because...
Oh, but neither's Jim. Yeah.
Neither's Jim.
Nobody
who
is. Either Saban.
My mantra's been the logo recruits itself for Florida State. I mean, that's every season the logo recruits itself.
Nah, Brewster's recruiting with them. The bags recruit themselves. And shit.
I don't think Brewster's doing a bad job. I don't think he should be fired. I'm just
saying. Who's on the staff? Who on the staff recruit better than him?
I'm not saying he's going to get fired. I just don't believe he's going to return. I think that Brewster's always looking to move. Always looking. You know,
get out before the ship sinks, man. I get it.
Yeah. All right, caller, we appreciate you, man. Have a good weekend.
Hey, before I go, I got one question.
If it's for Kev, go ahead. No,
Kev,
he did not go to a Miami game this season. You got another question?
Let me get your top four for Tuesday. Who's your top four?
For Tuesday? What's going on?
The playoff rankings drop on Tuesday.
Oh, you asked
who's your top four?
Alabama, in no order. Alabama, Georgia. I think I have to put Ohio State in there after yesterday.
Got
right?
to. Are you doing laundry, Kev? What's going on?
Nah, I'm doing dishes actually. All right. Yeah, who you got?
So finish your four. Did you say all four? Did you say four, Kev?
He said three.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Need another team, Kev.
Kev, you
Who else you want to put in there? I'm not going to put Miami. I know that's what y'all think I'm going to do.
That's what I was waiting
Okay,
on.
Well, let me ask you this then. If it comes down to...
you kind of did put Miami because you've only said three teams, Kev.
Yeah,
we'll throw Miami in there. Miami.
if it comes down to the fourth spot, if it comes down to an undefeated Miami and a one-loss, say, Ohio State...
I already put a one-loss Ohio State in over Miami.
Would you?
Right, yeah, I guess you go Wisconsin, right? So you go Alabama, Georgia, Wisconsin, Ohio State.
But if Ohio State's three, how far does Penn State drop since they was two already? How far do they really drop if they lost to? They got that quality of a loss.
I wouldn't think they'd drop past seven.
No, they'll still be ranked above Miami. They'll still be like three or four one-loss teams ranked above Miami, I think.
Because this Miami team kind of has
Couldn't
that
be me, bro.
SSU feel to it.
Florida's undefeated right now. We top three. Yeah.
So Clemson, Penn State.
Logo different.
Clemson, Penn State, Ohio State will all be still ranked above Miami, I'd say.
My four playoff teams.
You and Florida State aren't going to combine to have as many wins as Miami this year.
But if we did, we wouldn't be behind one of our teams.
If we did. What?
Work on your logo, bro.
Is it
Work on the logo. Work
so
on the
what,
logo, bro.
If y'all didn't suck, you would be ranked high? Oh, good. A lot of teams.
If your logo didn't suck, you'd be a top five team.
No, I got you, dog. A lot of teams can say that shit. If we didn't suck, we'd be ranked real high.
Man, just work on the logo, bro. I get it. I'd be mad too, bro. Undefeated, not top five.
It's the most recognizable logo in the fucking world, dog. It's already been established.
The only UM we recognize is the Big Blue.
Talk your shit, Bird.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, caller, we appreciate it, man.
Better luck next time.
All right, see ya.
All right,
what did you say, Kev? I got you on mute. I can't hear anything you're saying.
What's up with this attendance shit, bro?
So you go to a game.
Bird don't like that shit, bro. You don't go to games, though. This shit got sassy as shit.
No, Berg's
just real professionals on here.
Because Berg just talks about USF was the best team, and they get beat by a D'Onofrio coach. Berg hasn't had a W on this pod since he's been on this pod. He really hasn't.
Yo, it's Same Energy Sunday. We got somewhat of a special guest on here. We got Jason Staples. Some of you may know him from Twitter. Jason, what's your Twitter handle real quick before we get you on?
Well, the sports one that everybody would know me from is Doc Staples, at Doc Staples.
Okay.
You got a family one?
You got another one.
I got another one since I got another career gig as well, so I try to split it. That one's just my name, Jason, at Jason Staples.
Okay. Well, let's just get right to it. I wanted to talk about a tweet that you put out today and maybe go in more depth on this. Obviously, there's a culture issue at Florida State. I don't think anybody
you sure? I don't think
anybody's arguing that. But you did say something interesting today, and I wanted to expand on this. But you
told the truth.
Many FSU fans and some FSU media bear direct responsibility for contributing to current culture problems. You didn't add anybody. So who exactly are we talking about? You talking about TJ? And because obviously FSU fans, you got to talk about TJ. But who's the FSU media?
Well, I mean, I think it's more than one individual. It's more than one person. And I don't like to call people out in terms of specifics anyway. But I think there's been sort of a culture among the FSU fan base, which is kind of fascinating, that you can look at like UF and Miami and Florida State cultures are all very different in terms of how their fans go. I mean, you got Miami fans, for example, are optimistic all the time. Like every offseason, those guys, the U is going to be back.
Well, hold on. What about FSU that they've won a championship every offseason since
Every fan base has their different personalities. FSU's personality, since the lost decade, their fan personality, it's been interesting because you've got this whole section of the fan base that is always just ready for the other shoe to drop. It's fascinating to watch. And I think every fan base has a group and probably in today's age of different alternate media and so on, there's more of this with every fan base. But you have basically that group out there that if something goes wrong, if something seems to be underachieving, the immediate response is, oh, fire this coach, fire that coach. Let's blame this. And immediately everything turns there. And the programs in the big three in Florida have – they always have talent. So it's really easy for people to say, well, listen, we should never be losing to this team or that team. Let's just fire the coaches because clearly it's a coaching
problem. But do you really believe that the fans and media have contributed to the real issues with the football team? And how so?
Yeah, so 140 characters is hard to get at really everything I'm saying there. So yes, I do believe that there is some responsibility that's there, but it's not that the culture problems were created by fans or any media. See, this is the thing, is that in any coaching staff, in any program, in any marriage, if you want to talk about anything, there's going to be weaknesses. There are going to be things that are not ideal. Now, in a good marriage, you get frustrated that your spouse is not really doing this or that your spouse is just never going to get this part of you. Okay, fine. But you just kind of overlook that and you roll with the better narrative that, we're better off together. That can really turn quickly. I mean, you look at what happens when, a kid gets, let's say a pair of parents, suddenly one of their children dies. It's unbelievable the percentage of marriages that end shortly after that were great marriages before, but suddenly the narrative changes.
Okay, what happened? But
when we talk about affecting culture, I mean, I feel like it starts at the top. And
it absolutely
Jimbo
does. It goes back to Jimbo. It goes back to Jimbo. So where I'm going with this is you've got these issues. Something changes in terms of you get a bad break or you get a few bad breaks or you take a couple losses you shouldn't have taken. And then the real question is, do you have a strong enough culture to survive that? Now, it's clear Florida State hasn't. Now, what happens with the current social media, what's happened at Florida State is you've got a bunch of 4- and 5-star players that after these things start happening, you immediately start questioning the narrative. You start, what are we doing something wrong? What my tweet was getting at is all of a sudden – you have all these outside voices that are reinforcing the players. And this is something Jacoby McDaniel was saying also on Twitter is, I recommend anybody any Florida State fan, take a look at Jacoby's Twitter stream the last couple of days, because he's talked a lot about this. What happens is all these players suddenly hear, man, it ain't you. You're a 4- or 5-star. It's this trash coaching. And so it's not that the social media creates the problem. Listen, there were problems there before. I mean, you go back to 2014, I was saying stuff even in camp that I was hearing that, you know, there's some issues here that are concerns. Those concerns have built, and what happens is stuff pours gasoline.
I think it was more than overcoming adversity in the season. I think there's a lot of little issues that add up to big issues, and I think this thing started bubbling up in the off season. And when I say it starts and stops at the top, I think the issue has become Jimbo not holding people accountable.
I agree with
things that he actually says he values. And
I agree with that.
And I'm not saying this is it, but here's just a good example of the culture of non-accountability. When they're facing Alabama to open the season, they shut down practice, no access, no interviews. I think we got Auden Tate speaking to us, you know, 4 out of the 6 availabilities. Right. Yeah. They just keep trotting out Auden Tate. The week of the Miami game, the media gets available, like 2 players, Ryan Izzo. None of the kids from South Florida were available to talk about the Miami game. None of the quarterbacks were available. So Jimbo's shielding these guys from being held accountable. And these are just little ways, but also you look at the recruiting that's been going on. It's clear that throughout the offseason, guys were cutting corners. The recruiting wasn't up to par. And guess what? Nobody's being held accountable. And I don't think that's the same Jimbo Fisher from 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013.
Well, I think so. You said a lot there in terms of that. Now, I agree with you about the accountability thing in terms of all this, but I don't agree that accountability amounts to giving the media access.
No, I know. I mean that's a sliver of an example of how
the bigger thing
don't be held accountable.
Yeah, but I don't think
a bigger example would be Tavares McFadden continuing to return punts.
There you go. Okay, that's
not
a great
being held accountable.
Or you have your starting quarterback skipping a meeting during fall camp.
Right.
That immediately preceded all of that, you know, things getting shut down.
So
things are getting shut down because
so
things aren't going
these
well.
These little issues of not being held accountable add up to become a big issue, and it ends up changing the culture. I'm not saying any one of those things is the reason for the slide. I'm saying all of those things are the reason for the slide.
Yeah, and I agree with you. And where I'm going with my tweet about the responsibility of some fans and some media is that basically all of us have small voices. Some have bigger than others. Voices about what's happening in whatever programs we follow or cover or whatever, because players see and hear this stuff. Now I also coach at the high school level.
Twitter doesn't affect anything, bro.
It does. One of the things that happens is players hear outside voices. And this is what Fisher talks about with clutter and all that. And I know, you know, a lot of people are tired of hearing that sort of thing, but players hear what's being said about, man, coach isn't using you the right way. I deal with this at the high school level. And the thing is, even a bad coach who has buy-in from his players is better than a good coach who can't get the players to listen to what to do what they're supposed to do, because the players are at least going to be unified in doing something. And right now, the biggest problem Florida State has, and there's so many problems, but the biggest problem is there's divisions among the coaching staff. There's players who have basically checked out, and they're playing hero ball, playing for the next level. They don't care about the team at this point.
Like
they don't want to listen to the coaches.
But that happens with every team that's in a position like this. This isn't something that's unique to Florida State, right?
It does. But in the current social media era, and this is something that, again, Jacoby, I think, was getting right about this, is these players hear that reinforced over and over again about don't stop listening to your coaches. And it pours gasoline on the fire. It happens quicker now. And that's what actually – I think that's why Fisher tries to shut things down is it's a misguided, I think, attempt to try to circumvent that.
I agree with that.
Not to see that. And
it's him paying attention to the noise that he says not to pay attention
right.
to.
Right, and that's exactly right. He's paying attention to it and saying, well, let's try to keep them from it. But the fact is he can't keep them from it. They see it on Twitter. They see it on Instagram. They see it everywhere. And, you know, they listen to this stuff. And that's where the coaching staff has to be better to actually be able to find ways to get these kids to buy back in.
Yeah.
Even when you have all that stuff. So my point is that's one ingredient in a much larger stew. There were problems in the even if Florida State was 5-1 or 6-1 right now, and they were pretty, you know, they were what, 4 plays away from 5-1 and 3 or 4 plays away from 0-6. I mean, the margins are small. Even if they only had one loss right now, those problems in the coaching staff would still be there.
Yeah, yeah.
The problems in the culture would still be there.
Well, I agree. I agree, man. I just wanted to get you on for a couple minutes and have you explain that tweet. I didn't completely disagree with the tweet, but I thought it was worth expounding on and talking about because
you and TJ, bro. You and TJ.
Yeah, it's just me and TJ. All right, Jason, one more time, plug your podcast where people can catch you this week.
Yeah, so I'm going to actually be talking a lot about culture on that podcast. It's the Unconquered podcast. You can catch it on any, just about any podcast manager you have, also in your browser through the VSporto Seminole Sports Radio Network. But you can always find me there. You can also find me on Twitter. But I think the key thing here is I'm not saying don't criticize. I'm not saying that coaches are immune from criticism. Nor am I saying that all the coaches on the FSU staff have been elite level or great or great, but it's a much bigger problem than all that.
So, all right, man.
Appreciate
Thanks
it,
a
guys.
Lot. Appreciate you. I don't know. I don't. You know me. My stance on that. I don't think my Twitter affects anything.
I wonder if Jimbo's reading those tweets of TJ's before he fucking threatened to fight him in the fucking field.
He must have been. That's why I told him to get his ass down there.
That's why I wanted to ask him, but Bert told me fucking
Bert. It's everybody's fault but Jimbo's fault. Like, it's everybody's fault. The fans'
I
fault
just,
now.
I think
it's,
culture starts fault. At the top. Culture exactly. starts at the top with it's football, Bert, with sure. any industry.
He's part of the staff.
Motherfuckers better not blame me for shit happening in Gatorland, bro. I'm just a fan.
All right, let's take one more call, and then I'm going to get out of here. I got to go to church.
Yo! It's the big three roll up. Same as you saying.
Man, shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Down here winning, goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Every week I'm a winner, so you know how that shit go.
Hey, they hate to see you winning, bro.
You're either a Cane fan or a UCF fan.
Man, you know, ain't nothing. Listen, is it really even any UCF fans?
Berg, no. Yeah, probably at this point.
Hey, he got to be goddamn. USF Bulls even lost yesterday to Mark D'Onofrio.
God damn, they lost to D'Onofrio's defense. Burke said they put 50 on Florida tomorrow, but they can't put 30 on fucking D'Onofrio.
It was amazing.
Don't worry about it. You just you don't want those problems at the Outback Bowl, Silk. You don't want those problems.
I'll take any bowl.
Go ahead. Hey, talk your shit, caller.
Man, you know what I'm saying? Every week, dog, every week I get out here, it's been a long 16 goddamn years, man. Every fucking week, I got to hear about the Gators, and I had to hear about the Seminoles. But every week they run hate on us, dog. But we keep winning. Now we going to go on here, we going to whoop Virginia Tech ass, and then what's going to be the excuse then?
Well,
it ain't going to be nothing.
It's going to be TJ's fault for not cheering hard enough. Obviously.
Hey, listen, they're going to be Virginia Tech fans this week. They're going to be goddamn Notre Dame fans next week.
I'm in the building, Notre Dame, man.
Hey, listen. I'm trying to call that motherfucker my damn self. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wearing Notre Dame shit, bro.
Nah, don't. Listen. Y'all ain't got that kind of luck, bro. They ain't got that kind of luck. They know that shit.
Watch out with my Irish shit.
You'd be the only black person in the fucking world ever putting Notre Dame shit on. They don't play for them.
that D line we got, bro. You know what I'm saying? And if we getting turnovers out the ass. I don't know what happened with Paul's ass, but shit, we gonna ball. He still went for 350 yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
So he wakes up, bro. Malik wakes up at 300, dog. We know that shit. He wakes up at 300.
You about to curse? That's the Kev curse. He said, "Oman wake up to 100, bro." Nigga been dropping balls ever since.
Hey, listen, that boy Jeff Thomas, A.S., we got other receivers, though. See, that's the difference between us and y'all. All y'all got is Alden Tate and Callaway. That's why y'all offense been so shitty, because you can't just get a ball to Callaway on the punt return or some fuck shit no more. You know what I'm saying?
Punt return ain't
It's been a hard year. Huh?
Punt return ain't offense, bro. Special teams, bro.
Hey, listen.
Let me get some setup in that field, because I know.
All that shit count for points, my boy. All that shit counts for
that ain't offense, though, dog. It's not football works, bro. It's not offense.
Hey, listen, he went for 800 yards just last year. Y'all told me that he was the best receiver in the state. Callaway ain't never been the best receiver in the state, but that ain't what I. That,
you lied too. You said Amon Richards was the best wide receiver in the state, and that was a damn lie.
Who is it then?
Amon Aaron's like four drives a game, bro. Get the fuck out of here.
So is somebody else on Miami?
Amon was shit on everybody on y'all boys' team, bro.
They know that.
You don't believe that.
Y'all got, bro.
They know that.
Can't catch,
bro. He can't catch a cold. He took the ball in the hole the whole game, bro.
We were can't catch a cold ass nigga in Alaska, bro.
Hey, hey, they know that shit. That you don't got to explain it. Sorry, you don't got to.
He baby Deontay Thompson, bro.
Man, that disrespectful as fuck.
I'm just telling you who he is, bro.
You done said some disrespectful shit, but that might be the most disrespectful thing you done said on this damn phone.
I like to be honest on this show.
That man a legend, bro. I'm telling you, he the best. Mm-hmm. He's the best receiver in the state. And,
I've seen it this year. You're right.
Listen, man. He done jumped over. Didn't he jump over that nigga from Syracuse the other week?
Yeah.
Clean over him. Which one of your players can do that shit?
None of them, dog. It's not hard, bro. Just jump over somebody, bro. All
right, man.
Somebody standing straight up.
Keep on hurdling. Keep on hurdling. Why we're measuring team program success on hurdles right now?
No, on wins, motherfucker. Hey, on wins.
On wins.
Add both of y'all things up.
Hey, Kev, how many times have you seen Miami win this season?
Every time.
All right, bro. Thanks. I got to mute Kev, so I got to hang up this call. Sorry. All right, man. I'll see y'all Tuesday. I gotta go, bro. Hey, Kev. I can't wait for this meme.
We got two L's, man. Hey, shit, rough, bro.
I can't wait for the memes of Berg's ass. Fucking the sassiest memes are coming out.
This was a sass free pod again.
Never when you're on it. Could it be?
Hashtag facts only.
Hashtag
Kev, facts. How many games you been to this year? Facts.
All of them.
Facts.
There's somebody in my seat every time.
Woo. All right, man. Well, that was a good show.
Big three roll up, baby.
We're out here firing people.
Bye. We are out here, baby.
See ya.